Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the upcoming book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 88 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals in school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. Before we get into today's episode, a quick shout out to some new followers on Podomatic. Veronica, Victor, Leslie, Vic, Stacy, Jen, Tarina, and sorry if I mispronounced this next one, Yasania, Jeanette, and Charlie, thanks so much for following me on Podomatic. I really appreciate the support. All right, I have been on vacation this past week, so I missed out on dropping this current episode on Tuesday. However, I am getting back on track, and in today's episode, we're discussing the 10 things only principals at a sanctuary school constantly focus on. Now, most principals focus on these 10 items fairly regularly, but it's the principals that are in a sanctuary school who really have to focus in on these if they want to create a safe and secure and healthy environment for students that are coming to us from other countries. And what brought this to mind was just last weekend, I was out to eat with my wife and our five kids. We were at a local Coney Island that my wife and I often frequent because we know exactly what we're going to get. And there is a surprisingly high quality of food at this particular Coney Island. We brought the kids this time because it was her birthday. And the number of us eating is important because what I'm going to say next is based on, or isn't based on, a small sample size. And that is the food this time wasn't really particularly good, or at least not as good as it usually is. And when we asked the server where the regular chef was, she told us that he had been picked up by ICE, and that's Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And this got me thinking of our chef's family and especially his children. This man has been in this restaurant working for at least the last 15 years, probably longer than that, which means his children have established friendships and relationships within our school systems. That got me thinking about the principals of those buildings, and the following are 10 things that they are or should be attempting to do to create these sanctuary schools in a scary, politically tenuous or stressful environment for our students. And the first is promote a safe and orderly school environment for all students. That's something that we all do, and it's just one of the tenets of having a good building culture is promoting a safe and orderly school environment. But the principal of a sanctuary school really has to focus in on this and decide what that looks like in a particular school. Safe emotionally, does that mean that there are signs and posters and things on the wall throughout the school that indicate that people from other cultures are welcome in the school? Things like that. Number two is they also have to have a robust ELL program. And this is so the students that are coming to us from other languages have an opportunity to be educated to the best of our abilities, even if there is a language barrier. Number three, newsletters are going out in more than one language. So maybe you have one in English, Spanish, Arabic, depending on where your students are coming from. You want to make sure that everybody is able to get the message that you are sending out. The fourth here is have a graduation ceremony that includes an interpreter. I don't know how often this one actually happens, but it's something to think about. How can we share the joy of graduation with families that have a different language? How do we show that we welcome them into our community? And this is one of the ways that we could do that. Number five, consistently celebrate multiple cultures throughout the school year. So not just on the particular month that maybe traditionally we focus on. So being consistent throughout the school year and making sure that you're touching base with cultures from all around the nation. Number six, the staff consistently works towards cultural proficiency. We have PD on this here, where we really try to understand the different cultures that people are coming from and think of lessons and ways that we can integrate our classrooms so that, again, everybody's feeling welcome. Number seven, minority students come to school at the same rate as the general student body. A lot of times, if you keep track of your attendance, you'll find that minority students, students from other cultures, are not coming to school as often as your general student body. Something pretty easy to track. And this could be an indicator that your school is not as friendly and welcoming as you would like. Number eight, immigration and custom officials treat your school as a sensitive location. And this just means that immigration officials are not coming to your school looking for children who do not have identification to be here in the United States. And it's just, they do this somewhere else, and hopefully not at your local Coney Island. Number 10, multiple staff members speak some of the languages of your student body. And this is just another way to show that you are sensitive to the needs of your community. We also have a bonus here, number 11, and this is how you can really tell if your school is as safe and welcoming as you would like, and that is your students from other cultures are bringing food in to share with you and members of your staff. And this is just an indicator that they see you as part of their family. Looking over my list, somehow I miscounted. There is only 10. Promote a safe and orderly school environment for all students. Have a robust ELL program. Send out newsletters in more than one language. Have a graduation ceremony that includes an interpreter. 5, consistently celebrate multiple cultures throughout the school year. Number 6, the staff works towards cultural proficiency. Number 7, minority students come to school at the same rate as the general student body. Number 8, immigration and custom officials treat your school language as or treat your school as a sensitive location. Number 9, multiple staff members speak some of the languages of your student body. And number 10, not 11, students, families bring food in to share with you and members of your staff. Well, most schools touch base on these 10 components from time to time. Principals that are creating a sanctuary school must focus on these particular 10 just to make sure that their school is as inclusive as everybody hopes for. What are some other ways schools can demonstrate a commitment to all children? You can share your views on the corresponding blog on my website, How to Be a Great Principal, and the title of that is 10 Things Only Principals at a Sanctuary School Constantly Focus On. So if you're looking to leave a comment, share some of your wisdom, please do so. If you're a principal, make sure that you check out the new grant scholarship available at howtobeagreatprincipal.com, K-12 Principals. Click on the grant application to find out what you need to do to apply for that grant. For more short articles and tips that support education leaders, check out all the other blogs at howtobeagreatprincipal.com. And you can also pre-order for free my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. I will be charging for that very soon. But until I do so, it is free to pre-order. There are a lot of quick and easily digestible pointers in that book. If you're an auditory learner, you can download my podcast, The Principal Entrepreneur, new episodes weekly. Again, I was on vacation this week, but normally episodes come out Tuesdays and Thursdays. And if I'm lucky enough to interview another educational leader, those episodes come out on Saturdays. If you'd like to join me on the podcast and talk about your area of expertise and share some of your knowledge, email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Finally, I'm part of a community of supportive principals. Please join our private Facebook group on Facebook. Go to the search bar, type in The Principal Entrepreneur. Our group will pop up, and I will be happy to add you to the mix. And Until next time, thanks for listening to The Principal Entrepreneur.